And if a car, got, I'm sure this has happened to you in the snow, if a car got stuck in the snow in the winter, what would you do to get it out? What would you have to do?
There is a push that you probably get some help.
Okay. Or you could do what? You could, instead of pushing, could you?
Sure.
Okay. Is there a phrase that you have for short distance? I'm going, you know, let's say I'm going a short distance to Hugo or somewhere like that. Is there a term that you would have for that?
Yeah, take it.
How about a long distance?
Long way, maybe.
How about a far piece? Is that a
far piece?
It's a far piece away. If you say something like that, would you say a short piece that is not very far? Right. It's just a short piece away?
Yeah.
Okay. Water out here is hard to find, so you'd say that water is what?
Yeah.
Okay. Would you ever say anything else?
No, I think that's it.
Okay. What would you call a place where trains come in? Maybe there's a train track that runs along.
Depot.
Okay. Is there one of those here in London?
Yeah.
Okay. You ever heard it called anything else besides like that?
Train station.
Okay. And if your crops, or if you had a garden, your crops weren't plumb straight, how would you describe that? Well, let's say that if you were in downtown Denver and you were at an intersection, instead of going straight ahead, you go kind of diagonally. What would you call that motion? Is there a word you have for that?
Okay.
You ever hear of antagonism?
Yeah.
Can I get you to pronounce that?
No.
How about cattywampus?
Cattywampus.
Okay. That's the word you use.
Yeah.
How about something if something blew up and goes in all kind of directions?
Scattered.
Scattered. Okay. Scattered in all directions. And around here, when people say goodbye to each other, what do they say?
So long.
Anything else?
See ya.
What kind of?
I wanted to ask you a few things about some farm implements on the farm, some tools you might have had on the farm. Have you ever heard of a go-devil?
Yeah. Heard it's a cultivating tool, I think.
All right, tell me a little bit about that. You say it's a cultivating tool, but is that what people called it?
I think that's the way we called it. Now.
Okay. Was it like was that anything like a buck rake?
No, this is more row crop, I'd say, like corn or beans or something like
okay.
that.
Okay,
cultivator, maybe.
Okay. And the thing that cowboys would use to rope cattle with, or ranchers would use to rope cattle, what would you call that?
Lariat.
Okay. Mm-hmm. That's the same thing as a lasso?
Yeah, lasso rope. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay. Now, in the old days, did they have a tool like we have, a tool like we have now that has a wheel on the front and a bucket and two handles? What would they have called that?
Wheelbarrow.
Okay. Yeah. It's essentially the same thing that we have now? I mean, they had those in the old days, too?
I'd say it was. Uh-huh.
Okay. Now, I was wondering about, in the old days, burlap bags.
Gunny sacks, we call them.
Okay, that's what they called them. Okay. Mm-hmm. Is that the only thing you ever heard them called, was gunny sacks?
Burlap.
Yeah, burlap. Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, the thing that ranchers would have used to drive horses with, they'd crack them at them?
Whip.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Would they have called it a whip, or would they have called it like a bull whip, or a...